is that bar?
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just on the phone with somebody about my grandma's account, and then they transferred me to their supervisor because I'm trying to get a credit back because she's been charged $745, $49.97, and $49.97, and she hasn't received anything. She doesn't even know what it is.
Okay.
And I got cut off.
One moment. I would just need to locate an order again. Okay, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Could I just start with your zip code first and then your name?
It's 28613. And my name is her name is Lauren Fox.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can take a look at the charge?
It's 1431 31st Street Place Northeast, Conover, North Carolina, 28613.
All right. Okay, so you were in the process of being transferred, am I correct?
Yes. Can you tell me what this is? Or what these charges are even for, what she should have received?
Okay, ma'am. So, let's see, you were back on the date of December 6th, there was an order placed for a Ultra Bar for only $7.45 shipping, and also
yes,
the warranty, which was $3.99. And according to the terms and conditions, when that product was purchased, where you were only promised shipping, there was a trial period that started, which was 4 days. And when the trial period ended, that's where you were enrolled in the Gadgets Club membership, which is where you would be given access to the Factory Direct Savings Store along with a $125 store credit monthly. And it is a monthly, it is a monthly rate of $49.97.
Okay, what's the website that you even go to for this?
Okay, the website was sent through email, and the email we have on file is, let's see, lmf28613@yahoo.com.
Okay, but who's it going to be from? Because I've looked and there's nothing on here.
Okay, let me just take a look for you. Okay, one moment, ma'am. I'm still taking a look. Okay, ma'am, do you mind if I put you on one last brief hold?
Okay.
Okay, while I'm doing that, I'm just gonna go ahead and take a look at the purpose of you being transferred so I can assist you further. It shouldn't take long. It should take less than a minute.
Okay, but what's the like the website that she would have even gone on to get this?
Yes, I'm just searching for the link now.
Okay. I
Okay,
mean,
so.
she got an email just a minute ago from whoever saying it was canceled.
Okay.
But I put that, it said it's from tryinstantconsumerdeals.com.
Okay, that should be the correct link for the website.
Well, it's not coming up. There's nothing comes up.
Okay, so there's no results. Okay, and I also see here. One moment. I see here that you were refunded for all charges.
Oh, I was. It got me, or it got cut off, so I didn't know what they were doing.
I'm sorry. You requested the ref. You requested for a refund on all charges.
Yes,
On the charges for
because she didn't receive
$49.97.
anything.
Okay.
Yeah, there was two charges for $49.97, and then the $7.45 for shipping and handling. I mean, she never received an Ultra Bar or whatever else she was supposed to.
Okay, so due that you are unaware of that charge, I can transfer you to the fraud department again. But we're currently not busy, so it shouldn't take long to be transferred.
Okay.
Okay, I would just need to notate your order again, so once you're transferred, they would know what's going on.
Do what? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, I was saying before I transfer you, I would just need to notate the order. So I would basically notate everything we spoke about. So once you transfer, they will know what's going on to assist you further.
Okay.
Okay, and also, do you have anyone in your household who may have access to your information?
No, she lives by herself.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you now. If you could just stay on the line for me, you should be transferred shortly. Ma'am, are you there?
Okay. Yes,
Okay.
okay. Sorry.